Shir number 54, we are now beginning Perek Dalid in Shar HaBitachin. Perek Dalid is the longest Perek in Shar HaBitachin, and it covers a discussion of the seven global areas of practical Bitachin, common mistakes, clarifications, talks about free will, why Olam Haba is not explicitly in the Torah, and Chayvus Halavavos, as we've seen, Kedarkai is very methodical, and it makes groups and counts and subgroups for each of these things in order to make it easy to understand. So he begins Perek Dalid, and he says, Hadvarim Shodem Hamamin Vashem, the things, the areas that a person who believes in Hashem, Mechuyev Livteach Bem Abayri Yisparach, where he applies his Bitachin, Koilalim Shnei Sugim. It's compromised of two groups. Sug echad heim dvarim hanimtzayim ba'olam hazeh. One group are the things that are relevant in this world. Vasug hasheni, and the second group, heim dvarim hanimtzayim ba'olam haba, are items that relate to schar in olam haba. So there's two groups, Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Hadvarim hanimtzayim ba'olam hazeh, in the group of Olam Hazeh, nechlokim l'shnei chalokim, that's divided into two subgroups. Chelek echad, one of them is, heim hadvarim hanimtzayim ba'olam hazeh, hameviim toyeles ba'olam hazeh, things that are in this world, that are beneficial to this world. V'chelek hasheni, and the second group, heim dvarim hanimtzayim ba'olam hazeh, things that you do in this world, hameviim toyeles ba'olam haba, that bring benefits in olam haba. Now, hadvarim hanimtzayim ba'olam hazeh, hameviim toyeles ba'olam hazeh, in this subgroup of things in olam hazeh that are beneficial in olam hazeh, nechlokim l'shloisha chalokim, there are three parts to it. Chelok echad, the first part, heim dvarim sheish bem toyeles legufoy bilvad, are things that benefit only a person's body. Hachelok hasheni, the second group, heim dvarim sheish bem toyeles lefarnasasoy v'hoinoy v'kinyonav hashoinim, are things that benefit a person's parnasa, his money, the different things that he acquires in this world. Hachelok hashlishi, and the third group, heim dvarim shatayela shalem hi, what's the benefit? Yachas nochein mitzidoi klapi vnevesoi, it benefits his relationship with his household, klapi ishtoi, his wife, kroivov, relatives, oyavov, friends, voivov, enemies, u klapi ashchoveis hashayna shubnei odam, the different layers and different types of people, heinele shemamodam gavoyami mamodoi, whether we're talking people who are higher than this person's status in the social scale, and whether it's referring to the people who are below him on the social scale. So those are the dvarim hanimtzayim b'olam hazeh that bring a tayeles, bring a benefit in olam hazeh. Hadvarim hanimtzayim b'olam hazeh hamevi'in tayeles b'olam haba, the things that are in this world that benefit a person in olam haba, nechlokim l'shnei chalokim, that's divided into two parts. Number one, chelok echad hein achayves hamutalim al halavavos v'alevorim hanoigim elo bilvad. One of them are the obligations that relate to the person himself. Vein hein mevi'in hano oinezek l'mishu acher. They don't benefit, they don't impact, they don't damage anyone else. These are the personal mitzvahs that a person does, like davening and learning. Hachelek hasheni, heim achayves hamutalim al eivorim, the second group are the obligations that a person has, ashei ein hu yochel la'asoisam, ela b'mishutof imishu acher, that he's not able to do unless there is someone else involved, there's another person, there's a recipient. Im al yidei shu oisa sapula acher, whether he does it for someone else, oy al yidei shu acher oisa sapula loy, or he's the one who receives it. Kigoin stakog milus chasadim limaratera litzavis toiv lahazir masa yisra. Stakog kindness, teaching others taira, teaching others to do good, teaching others how to refrain from doing bad. You always need someone else involved. So these are the five chalakim in the olam hazeh chalak. And then, v'advarim ha'nimtzom v'olam haba, in the chalak that relates to the reward in olam haba, nechlakim l'shnei chalakim, there's two parts to that as well. Chalak echad u'aschar ha'magi aloi shu roi aloi. The first is the reward that's coming to a person because he earned it. V'chalak ha'sheni u'aschar sh'aburi yisparach moisof l'chasidim u'lanavim b'olam haba b'tor chesed. And then there's the extra bonus that Hashem gives out of kindness and love. Like the Pasuk says, Merav Tuvcha, Asher Tzafanta L'Reyecha, the great reward which Hashem set aside for those who fear Him. The Chavis HaVavos will bring this Pasuk in a moment. That's the extra bonus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. Nimtzo, says the Chavis HaVavos, it comes out, Ki kol hadvarim atunim bitochen al habari yisparach, nechlokim l'shiva chalokim. All things necessary for that a person has to be b'teach and Hashem is seven categories. Hachelak harishoin, koilas advarim anoigim leguf hodim bovad. As we said, those that benefit just the person's body. Hachelak hasheni, koilas advarim anoigim lehoinoi v'emtsoi parnasasoi, benefits his money. Hachelak hashlishi, koilas advarim anoigim leishtoi, bonav kroivav oyavav oyavav, that which benefit family and friends. Chelak haravi, koilos achayvus hamutalim alavavos valevarim shatelis vanezek shalam noigim elo bovad. The obligations of mitzvahs that relate only to the person himself. Chelak hachamishi, koilos achayvus hamutalis alevarim shatelis vanezek shalam noigim gam lacherim. The mitzvahs that a person has that cannot be done alone. Another person has to be involved. Hachelak hashishi koilas schar olam haba anitam l'adam kifi maisov b'olam hazeh, the earned reward. And v'chelak hashvi koilas schar olam haba shabar yisparach noisan l'vchira b'tur chesed, the extra bonus, like we said, here's the pasuk k'may shakasuv morav tuvcha shetzavanta l'reyecha pa'alta l'choisim b'ch neged b'nei adam. It says the chayvus halavavus of mekeven shepirashti b'perak ha'koidem since in the parak before this, I explained the prerequisites that a person needs to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, alai levar b'samach l'akdomas eyle, et suras ha-shimush ha-nechayna b'abitachayn b'chalei echad m'shivas ha-chalokim anal. So now, it's incumbent upon me to explain how to apply those prerequisites of understanding the ideas of bitachin in all of these seven areas. That what we will come out with, that any person who is a Baal bitachin will rely on Hashem. And at the same time, he'll also fulfill what he's supposed to do in order to achieve success in the seven different categories in this world. We will continue with the explanation in the next share.